What up, y'all? Welcome back to Chico's World. Hey! So, Halle Berry. Bro, she been in the media so much lately. First, she did the thing with Sweetie, the whole Catwoman parody, whatever it was. And Sweetie could play Catwoman. Just the way she looked in that one thing, she could probably play Catwoman. But that's besides the point. And then she says she wants to reprise her Catwoman role, which I don't know. I don't understand how a 50-year-old wants to play Catwoman. Michelle Pfeiffer did it. Eartha Kitt did it. That might be over your heads. But now, she said Cardi B's the queen of hip-hop. We're going to get to all that, but if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. We have it on Spotify. We have it on Google Podcasts. We have it on Apple Podcasts. We have it on any podcast you anchor, anything. Just subscribe there. It's in the info. It's all in the link. You can check it out there. But, okay. So, obviously, Nicki Minaj was pissed. But let's break down how Nicki, bro, tell me what female rapper Nicki has really embraced. Don't tell me Beyonce, she's not a rapper. Don't tell me Rihanna, she's not a rapper. Anyone that opposes a threat to Nicki, she hated. Remy Ma. I think she went at Lady Luck, didn't she? Even Mariah Carey. Like, bro, who beefs with Mariah Carey? All in American Idol beefing with, like, starting, like, little cat fights with Mariah Carey. And then she beat with Cardi. They really, like, they was about to throw down, I think, at the Gala Ball a couple years ago. So, Nicki didn't like it. But, in all honesty, I don't know if Halle was saying that she's the queen right now. Because if we go at all time, Nicki and Cardi, neither of them. And the little Barbies could come at me all they want. Now, I think Nicki played a bigger role in hip-hop than Cardi has. But to me, the greatest female rapper of all time is Missy. A lot of people like to say Queen Latifah. Some like to say Lauryn Hill, which Lauryn Hill. To me, Lauryn Hill didn't have a longer reign. That's my only problem with her. One album and then the Fugees album. But Queen Latifah. Missy Elliott, bro, she had hits. She had platinum albums. She got voted Lyricist of the Year, Songwriter of the Year. I think she's in the Songwriter history or whatever it was. But, bro, no. Like, Missy, to me, is the queen of hip-hop of all time. But if we going right now, I guess you could say Cardi. She's the hottest female rapper right now. Now, you got, like, little ones coming up, like Lotto. You can even throw Meg in there, but from the last, like, what, 5 years, Cardi been killing it. But I will say, though, Nicki, of all time, is better than Cardi. One, she doesn't have ghostwriters. Two, she has dope albums. Now, Cardi's first album was dope. What was it, Privacy Report or whatever it was called? That was a dope album, but it's not touching Pink Friday. It's not nowhere near touching Pink Friday. But I do think Cardi's top five, not Cardi, Nicki's top five of all time. And I want to say her and Missy are neck to neck now. Not because I do think Nicki has a better flow than Missy. But Nicki's also in a different time than Missy. Missy was in a different time. And she was holding her own. But let's get into this article. So it says, Cardi B responds to Halle Berry crowning her the queen of hip-hop over Nicki Minaj. The beef between Cardi B and Nicki Minaj has been dormant for some time. But it looks like Halle Berry is stirring the pot. On Saturday, November 13th, Berry made a claim at the premiere of her new film, Bruised, that took fans back to 2018 when the problems began, or between when the problems between Nicki and Cardi first started. I can't read for nothing. Cardi B happens to be an executive producer, see? And that's why. Like, out of sight, out of mind. Bro, if you doing something with somebody, that's like you working with Kevin Durant and then saying, oh yeah, Kevin Durant's the greatest basketball player of all time. You really might not mean it, but you almost got to because it's out of sight, out of mind. LeBron's not there. Kevin Durant's always in your face, so... She was my partner in crime. I reached out to her. Of course, she's the queen of hip-hop. I reached out to Cardi, and we paired, and we created. I think a soundtrack and an album that is not on is not only historic, but I think is a beautiful backdrop of this story. Okay, so we're about to see what Halle Berry said.
Say thank you today to Cardi B. She was my partner in crime. I reached out to her. Of course, she's the queen of hip-hop. I reached out to Cardi, and we paired, and we created, I think, a soundtrack and an album that is not only historic, but I think is a beautiful backdrop for this story.
Like I said, out of sight, out of mind. Like, she was working with her. You know, bro, that's like when... That was just like if J-Lo would have said Cardi is the queen of hip-hop when she was doing that Hustlers movie. That's all I think it really boils down to. Like, first off, Halle 50 years old. Halle ain't really caught up on the times, I'm telling you. So on Sunday, November 16th, Winnie Harlow jumped into the conversation at the 2021. First off, I don't know who the hell Winnie Harlow is. But she jumped in the conversation at the 2021 MTV Europe Music Awards while announcing the winner of Best Hip Hop. Winnie Harlow presents Nicki Minaj with the, okay.
And the winner is... the one and only Queen of Hip Hop, Nicki Minaj!
Bitches thirsty. I'm Hungarian. Nicki and the bars be eating diamond things. Barbarian. Hello, Budapest. Budapest was good. I'm just checking in. Thank you, guys. I wish I could be there. Shout out to the EMAs. Shout out to MTV. Barbs, you win again and again and again. I don't know how y'all keep doing this, but you voted. Until your fingers fell off. I love you so much. Thank you. I can't wait to share new music with you guys. Can't wait to see you guys next year. And listen, it's been a trying year. So shout out to you for making it through. Now go ahead and fulfill all your dreams and goals. I love you dearly. And oh, shout out to Papa Bear. Shout out to Onika Tanya. Shout out to Erin Jugal Barbie. Shout out to Miss Lewinsky, PNSB. And Roman. Like a dungeon dragon.
But you already know, Nicki is petty. She don't want to share that throne with nobody. Like, we know that. So the winner is, Harlow said before the brief pause, the one and only queen of hip hop. Barbs can get mad all they want, bro. She's not the queen. Like, she's not over Missy. Like, I got her in my top five. But I still think, I don't think she had the bars like Foxy. She even beefed with Lil' Kim. I forget about Lil' Kim. She was beefing with Lil' Kim when she first, man, Nicki don't like no female rappers. It's crazy. So Cardi caught wind of Harlow's statements and decided to get ahead of the curve and stop any trolls from dragging the situation out. According to Cardi B, these trolls are childish. This is what Cardi said on Twitter. I know how some of you girls like to tussle over this type of childish shit, but NTM, I don't know what NTM means, on Halle Berry. Anyway, her movie, Bruise, dropping that she directed herself on Netflix on November 24th. The first female rap movie soundtrack we produced together. So... Bro, she kept it, you know, political, you know, PC. She was just saying that she ain't with all none of that, and go check out the movie on Netflix, November 24th. Like, Because, I mean, Cardi ain't dumb. She knows. She knows that Nicki's over her. You know, so there's no... But if we are talking about right now, Cardi's the queen right now. But of all-time queens, no, nah, she ain't touching all-time queens. So fans thought Cardi and Nicki patched things up and were going to collaborate last year. Rumors started circulating after a snippet of a song called Lavish, produced by Mike Will Made It, reportedly leaked online. But it turned out to be the false after one of Cardi's reps denied the rumors. But confirmed the beef was dead. So, I mean, the beef dead, we know the beef dead. Like, we know that. But Nicki wants that title. She wants that queen title. And some, like, the newer generation is going to give her that title. I don't see anybody really giving Cardi that title. I think Halle just did it because they worked on that's boosted. Everyone's talking about this movie. When's the last Halle Berry movie people talked about? I know it wasn't that one where she was like the 911 operator. That was trash. But, so, I mean, this is getting us to talk about it, and I just like that we get to talk about who's the queen of hip-hop. Let me know in the comments section who y'all got as the queen of hip-hop of all time. Who's the greatest female rapper of all time? And let me know why. Don't just say, oh, Nicki. Don't just say, oh, Lauryn Hill. Tell me why. Now, I want to see some of y'all say Fox. Because Fox might be the best lyricist of all female rappers. And that's facts. Go check out some of Foxy Brown's music. Ill Nah Nah, China Doll, all that. But we're going to wrap it up here. Let me know in the comment section what y'all think. And we out. Hey!